dbkmediaservices.com.
Welcome to Experiencing Vinton County, the podcast about the places to go and the things to do throughout our county. Now, here are your hosts, Bruce Knox and Marketing Director Brandy Betts.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Experiencing Vinton County. I welcome you. I am Bruce Knox, one of your hosts, and with me, as usual, is our Marketing Director for Vinton County, Brandy Betts. Brandy, how are you today?
I am good. How are you, Bruce?
I'm pretty good. Better than I deserve, I guess, as some people say. Today, gosh, it's our 45th episode, so we've been doing this quite a number of times, and a little bit of, hopefully, we're getting more regular, as they say, about our publication schedule, and we hope that that kind of helps people tune in, if I can use that term. And sometimes we want to highlight particular events. Sometimes we want to highlight assets that we have here in the community that are both good for the community and also try to help out the community and support the Convention Bureau and the Visitors Center and so forth. And today we want to talk about one of those businesses. And that is Uncle Buck's Riding Stable and Dance Barn. And Brandy has been working with Uncle Buck and some of the people, and we kind of wanted to talk a little bit about them. So, Brandy, I'll kind of turn it over to you and let you guide us through talking about Uncle Buck's.
Well, I'll do my best. A lot of people know Uncle Buck's Riding Stable as a warm weather destination. It's a place that they take their kids to ride horses or take a wagon ride, but there's actually a lot to do in the winter time as well. In addition to offering the trail rides and the wagon rides in the summertime in the warm weather, they still do those things by appointment in the winter time. They have terrific food. A lot of people go there specifically for the barbecue, and the other stuff is just kind of an added bonus. But a lot of individuals are not aware that they, in addition to doing the horse thing, also have venues for live performances.
Right.
And that's, I think, what we want to focus on today. They have an outdoor venue, which is a large dance barn. It holds about 500 people. And they, in the warm weather, usually about April or May through October, they do have live bands, and they have cornhole tournaments, and there's usually a bonfire going, and lots of dancing and having fun. In the winter time, they have a smaller venue called the Ladybug Saloon, and the events that we're going to talk about here today are going to take place in the next couple of months inside the saloon.
Looks like there's quite a list of things coming up there.
There's a lot coming up. They've done a fantastic job of building a full schedule for this winter, and they're still adding. So it's a good idea to check back with them periodically, and we'll tell folks how to do that. But they just added a couple of things last week. But we'll dive right in.
Okay.
This coming Saturday night on January 19th, 2013, they're going to have something a little bit different. I always have been to Uncle Buck's for music, but they're going to have some live comedy this weekend. They're calling it the Testosterone Tour Presents the Studs of Comedy.
And of course, that's tongue in cheek because I know some of the participants.
No comment.
Right.
But this evening will feature Southeastern Ohio comedians, a lot of them from right here in Vinton County. It is for grown-ups only, so find a sitter for the kids. And I don't know if you wanted to go over the names of the comedians for folks.
Yeah, sure. That is, the one that I know is Carlin. Carlin Haggerty, a local person from Vinton County, is involved, but also Adam Grubb, Steve Pop Gaines, Carlin Haggerty, Chuck I believe his name is Carthy. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Jared Sims, another Vinton County person, Tyler Stewart, and Justin Wood are the people at this point that are scheduled to appear. So that's adults only again, and like I said, that's got to be tongue-in-cheek about the studs of comedy because Carlin and Jared are involved. So, and then on February 2nd, that's a little different. Why don't you talk about that?
Sure. We have an Athens-based band coming called Controlled Folly, mm-hmm. and I love the way they describe themselves. They say that they're an acoustic newgrass rock band, they ask the question, or is it improvisational classical music with a 21st century American twist?
Don't quite know what you're going to get out of them then.
I'm not sure, but I really want to go and find out.
Yeah, they do have a Facebook page, and I if you're interested in finding out anything about them, I think that's probably the best way. It's obviously www.facebook.com/controlledfolly. And they also do have a official website, which is controlledfolly.net. But I encourage you, if sounds like a pretty versatile band.
It does. You know, some of the names that they mention taking inspiration from are Mozart, mm-hmm. Bill Monroe and Earl Scruggs, yeah. Bela Fleck, Pink Floyd, and the Beatles.
You think of all of those all in one thing when you think about music, don't you? In one thought process.
Well, you know, my musical tastes are kind of diverse, and all of those names sound appealing to me. I've just never heard them put together in one sentence.
Right, so. That's what I'm saying. Okay, yeah. That is on February the 2nd. What's next?
Coming up on February the 16th, we have Without Papers, and this is another Southeastern Ohio-based band. I'm afraid I don't know a whole lot about them. It sounds like they are a cover band formed around 1999, and I'm sorry, I just don't have much more than that.
Yeah, they in the information that we were given, there wasn't a website or anything like that, but I'm sure, too, if you contact Dave or anyone at Uncle Buck's, that they'd be able to give you some information on Without Papers. So that's coming up on February the 16th. Perfect Valentine's type timing, so you can do that. And they have a special guest with them, and I believe that band is called Skatu or Skato. It depends on, sort of like tattoo, it looks like almost. And they're go ahead.
By the way, our apologies to anyone whose names we are butchering
right,
today.
Right, yeah. It is early in the morning. Can I say that? No, it's 9:04. It's not that early in the morning, but we're trying to do our best here. So they are a six-piece band from Southeastern Ohio, and they're strung together through a web of friends and accomplished musicians who are abundant here in the area. So they're local as well. So that's February 16th.
They also say that their backgrounds include jazz, blues, rock, and a tinge of country and folk. So that sounds like a really eclectic and fun mix, too.
Okay. And then on February the 23rd, why don't you tell us what's coming up then?
February the 23rd, I'm going to try to make this one. The Blues Cowboys are playing at Uncle Buck's, and the Blues Cowboys are the house band at Uncle Buck's. In fact, the owner, David McPherson, affectionately known by many as Uncle Buck, is a part of that band. All of those people are from Jackson and Vinton counties. David Leach plays drums, Mike Thompson on guitar and vocals, and then Dave McPherson on bass and vocals. And they do a terrific job. They play a kind of a little bit of everything, some classic rock, some folk rock, some country and blues and southern rock. So it's just a really good time whenever they're in the house.
I got a couple pieces of their music. Would you like to hear that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Further on up the road, someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Further on up the road, someone's gonna hurt you like you hurt me. Further on up the road, baby, wait and see. We'll be right back.
and that is Blues Cowboys, which will be appearing at Uncle Buck's on February the 23rd. So you can get a glimpse of them out there and see Brandy as she boogies down out there.
I probably won't be boogieing. I'll be the one at the table in the corner just okay. tapping my toe.
Okay. There are two pieces of music. Further Up the Road was the first one, and then Shotgun Rider Blues there. And those are also available. You can listen to more of their music on Uncle Buck's Facebook page. So, all right. And then even further out in the future, March 3rd and April 13th, why don't you talk about that?
On those two dates, we're going to have another Athens-based band called Whip and Tickle, and they've been out at Uncle Buck's a few times. I've not had a chance to go see them, but they play a little bit of everything. They say country drinking anthems and blues rockers and love ballads, everything from the Stones to Elton John. So I'm digging the eclectic mix of music that we're talking about here today.
Yeah, we surely do have something. Eclectic came to mind earlier today. Okay, so that is on March the 3rd and April the 13th, and then something coming up in May.
Yeah, I think this will be one of their outdoor events, and I expect it to be very big. On May 18th, Uncle Buck's will be celebrating their 15th anniversary, and they're going to have the Blues Cowboys. They'll have a lady named Donna Mogavera, who I absolutely love, and Colin John will be there. And they haven't announced very much about that evening, but I think it's going to be a really great time. All of these performances start at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They will be serving barbecue all of these evenings, and so, you know, go early and get some dinner. And usually, not always, I can't say that it always is, but normally the cover is just $5. So you can get in and enjoy great entertainment and get some dinner, and $5 is cheap entertainment.
Okay. And we were going to give them, and I kind of let the cat out of the bag earlier, but we were talking about how they can get and keep up to date, get more information and keep up to date on what's going on at Uncle Buck's.
They have a great Facebook page. So if you are on Facebook and go to their site, click like, and you'll see in your news feed anytime they add a new event, anytime they add a new performance, or they get a clip of someone performing, they'll put that on their page. And that's at facebook.com/UncleBucksWritingStable. Mm-hmm. That page is open to the public, so even if you don't have a Facebook account of your own, you can still go to that page and view what they have up. And then they also have a website that I believe is UncleBucksWritingStable.com.
Okay, and for those of you that may not have computers, of course, you might have a difficult, you may be listening to us on an iPhone or something like that. You can also call them 740-664-2428, or they have an 800 number, which is 800-221-1122. So those are some ways that you can kind of keep up. I'm sure that they would love any calls of inquiry about what's going on out there as well.
On a personal note, I would like to mention that I've known Dave McPherson for a long time. I have a lot of respect for the person that he is and the work that they do out at Uncle Buck's. In this office, I talk to a lot of people who are coming to the area, and one of the things they specifically want to do is go to Uncle Buck's, either for, you know, an evening of music or to take their kids horseback riding for the first time. They're very professional people, do great work, and they're good supporters of the community. You mentioned earlier that they're a member of our Convention and Visitors Bureau. They're also, you know, supportive of the Friends of Lake Hope and other tourism-oriented things in the community. So I'd love to see a lot of local people and a lot of visitors, too, come out and take part in the fun that they're having this winter.
All right. That's episode 45. Brandy, thank you for being with us.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Bruce.
Okay. As we highlight Uncle Buck's Writing Stable and Dance Barn. And as always, we'd ask that you consider subscribing to our podcast, and you can do that through iTunes. If you have an iPad, an iPod, or an iPhone, you can do that and listen to us. You can also listen to us on your computer by going to www.dbkservices.com, and you can listen to this episode and any other episodes of the past 45 that we've done over the past nearly 2.5 years now. So I appreciate you being with us. We ask, again, consider subscribing, and we'll see you next time on Experiencing Vinton County.
You have been listening to Experiencing Vinton County. Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast to discover more about Vinton County, your place for all seasons.